Greetings, team. This is Badass Unscripted. Welcome to another episode, and thank you for joining. I was thinking the other day about the different focus styles. One of the badass keys that I keep driving home as a fundamental is your individual and team ability to focus. That means your ability to shut out distractions and then narrow your field of focus to work on only the most important thing. I did a full episode recently on managing priorities with stickies and dots. If you haven't listened to that one, go back and check it out. Now, assuming you've got your list of things you need to accomplish, outcomes you need by the end of the day, and you've chosen your first five, it's time to focus. What do you do? As an individual, you need to know what your preferred focus style is. Some people work best when they have another person or a group to bounce ideas off of. Other people want to work independently, and you can tell those people because if you're sitting in a team room, they're going to want to face the wall, or they're the people who will break out and sit somewhere else just to have a bit of solitude. The problem is, in a single team room, both of those can't exist, so there's frequently friction between people who wish there was more individual interaction and wish that the required people were in the room at all times, and those people who just can't hack the noise and the distraction and the, you know, constantly being interrupted in their tasks. So as a coach, you need to know who likes to work which way. And then you have to set up environments for people to do exactly that. So for those who like to work as a team, your best bet is to enable one of two things, or both. Number one, have specific working sessions booked. That might be an hour in the morning where the whole team gets together and works through a backlog or an agenda of problems or things that need to be worked on by multiple people at once. So if there's some pair programming that needs to be done, this is the time to do it. If there's some group solutioning that needs to be done, this is the time to do it. If it's backlog grooming, this is the time to do it. The other option is to say, well, if we only book it once a day, but a real problem comes up, I don't want to have to wait until tomorrow. The second thing you should do is create a trigger word. A trigger word is a symbol to the team that you can either send out verbally, or you can send it out via email, or you can send it out by messenger, or however you get instantaneous access to the people who are supposed to be in the room, that we have to gather and gather now to solve a problem. So you might throw out the words, all right, team, solution time. I always call it the Apollo 13 moment, in reference to the scene in the film where all the people back at Mission Control have to assemble in a room, all the experts have to get in, lock the door, and figure out how to fix the problem of a broken air filter. These are the do or die moments where we can really supercharge our outcomes by fixing the problem as a team right here, right now. So have a trigger word. Mine's, let's have an Apollo 13 moment or an Apollo 13 session. Yours could be solution session, brainstorm session, fast track session. Guys, let's sit down and fast track. And you don't have to have the whole team there. You are welcome to invite only those who are interested or knowledgeable to solve the problem. So don't drag in people who don't really want to be there just because you think they would be nice to have in the room. It's really important to let people who have a stake and an interest in solving a problem join, but more importantly, to elect to join. Because when people choose an activity of their own free will, they don't feel forced into that time slot, they don't feel like they have to show up now and work right now, they're more motivated to work diligently to solve the problem. If you've been dragged somewhere, how long does it take you to get over the fact that you've been dragged there before you start having productive thought and productive attitude? Well, why would it be different for anybody else? So between those two, that's a way to enable group work in a room where some people might value solitude and quiet and an environment that enables individual focus. For those who value individual focus more, so for example, an architect who's got to work through plans, or a developer who's trying to write some code and trying to solution and design their frameworks and structures, they may want independent thinking time. So there's some things you can do. In a noisy room, if you have breakout rooms, great. Some people will like to go to a different location, like a different floor, or head to a cafe. And other people like to find ways to get isolation, but in the same room. So you'll usually, you know, like turn around and face the wall, or grab a corner, or grab a quiet carrel somewhere, throw some headphones on, and then shut off your notifications. Every modern PC or mobile device has the ability to say do not disturb, and your notifications shut off. But it's also up to you to commit to, closing the browser, shutting down the email, and even shutting down instant messenger and other things that can interrupt your way of working. Now, to keep things safe and make sure that nobody goes dark for a whole day, set timers. So you can set a 20-minute timer and then have a 10-minute email check-in, or set a 40-minute timer. Realistically, The optimal time is between 20 and 30 minutes. Set a timer, do whatever you got to do to remove distractions, face the wall, focus, and then rock it. Now, another thing that a lot of creative people value, by the way, is novelty. Other people value routine. So it is sometimes helpful to have a certain amount of routine built into everyone's daily focus work. So everyone does their focus work from, let's say, 9 to 11 in the morning, setting 20-minute timers at a time with frequent breaks, frequent check-ins, but also feel welcome to introduce some novelty. So allow people the ability to work from home one day a week and do their focus work from that location. Or let them hit a local cafe where they can sit there, enjoy a nice drink, look out the bright sunny windows, see different people, see, you know, change their environment and their atmosphere a little bit. Now, if I have a big project I'm working on, I can go to Starbucks every day for 2 hours a day for like about a week, and then I get bored of it and it stops working. In the summer, I'll step outside or I'll head to a park. Allow people to build in the right mix of routine and novelty for maximum impact. Whatever you do, recognize that everyone has got a different focus style, including yourself. So make note of what tends to work for you, what kind of conditions work together to create your ideal working conditions where you can be hyper-productive, and recognize that other people have theirs too. So allow them the flexibility to discover it and to use and reuse what works for them. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, on Twitter, I'm badass_agile. On Instagram, I'm at badassagile. And you can find me at worldwideweb.badassagile.com. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we will see you next time.